What is going on, Bombad Fam? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Princess.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Third Sister.
Hello, Third Sister.
Hello, Third Sister.
Hello, Third Sister.
Oh, Kermit.
Hi-ya!
Hey, Jerry.
Hi.
Another great episode of The Bad Batch.
Yes, again, sir.
Good Lord. Yes. I like that we can do these small little recaps because this is one of those episodes I don't know how much I could have pulled like a whole Bombad cast out of, right?
No.
Like this, it was good, but I don't know if I could have pulled a whole hour and 15 minute long Bombad cast out of. So I'm glad to be here tonight with you.
I'm glad to be here with you as well. And so my notes are very short on it, but it's not a bad thing. And and you see a lot of things that go around when a Star Wars show is out, when an episode comes out that dares to have the gall
to have
be
fun.
A space adventure. To have fun and do something a little different. People are really against the concept of I've called it pie filling.
Yeah.
Well, filler. They call it filler, but I posted earlier. It's like, filler is the best part of the pie.
So you're right.
On. I mean, what are you talking about?
This is the vibes I got.
Yes.
And I think Nick and Pete, they were the two other ones were just as excited as we were, which is surprising. Usually it's opposite.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
That is. Yeah, it
they
is.
They were both
little,
we love this. And I'm like, I love that because maybe it's speaking to a more, and this is to talk to you, what you're saying too, a more serialized, this felt very George Lucas-y. Felt very like, it's an old civilization. Like, it's like so matter of fact.
What if they go treasure hunting with a pirate?
Yeah, literally, treasure hunting with a pirate. It's great.
And they find a death giraffe.
And look, can I speak to this real quick too? Like, we used to get 3-episode arcs of this in Clone Wars era. Thank God we're kind of doing the week-to-week, like, story
honestly,
of the week. I like
the story of the week is kind of fun.
Yes,
like it's an old school kind of feeling, and they did it a little bit in the beginning of Clone Wars and everything, but just to kind of have these feel more fun than the 3 stretched out episodes of old Clone Wars and stuff like that. It's just like we're gonna go on and have a fun adventure this week. You know, next week sounds like a cool episode too, is like his tribe or something, and then we got a double episode coming up, or 2-episode drop, which sounds epic. So we got the epicness coming up, but living with these characters is fun. And I will say, I got big Indiana Jones vibes, but the Indiana Jones vibes that I got, and I don't know if you agree with me, was less Raiders, more Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yes, there was a lot of that. There was a lot of matter of fact, this is how it is. And I like when Star Wars can do that. And I like this. Oh, this vertical is not
for anyone under 39. Sorry.
That's fair. We just we're trying something 39. Different. We're trying something different. And you know, if it's not liked, we'll switch it back to normal how we usually do it. But I wanted to say
this way you can prop your phone up against the wall while you're caulking your tub or something, you know? Like I imagine that's what people in their 40s do. Is caulk their tub all the time.
Caulk their tub. So, what's the song from Dewey Cox? Guilty as charged.
We've got to do like a Patreon watch along of that movie. We didn't know the thing about that movie is neither of us knew we both loved that movie last year, and then we were like,
Have you seen
my flip flops?
There's one day where Jerry and I like. We weren't, I don't know what we were working on, but we had talked creatively that morning and I was like, I'm going to watch Dewey Cox. He's like, I'm going to go watch it too. And like, we literally called each other and we texted and we were like on live. It was awesome.
I love doing that. Yes.
Back to Bad Batch for 2 seconds.
Yes.
It held my attention the whole time. Pete put a little short form video out there too. That was like, it felt very Zepho-y. It felt like Fallen Order.
Yes.
So I was like, this is kind of nice. The design of it, the feeling of it.
Bad Batch struggling with the frustration of trying to do one of the Zepho puzzles.
Yes.
It felt that frustrating.
Well, it's all light. It's like that weird white, gold, yellow light kind of thing. It There was some cool vibes to this. I know one shot too.
Yeah.
There's one shot that I think was a direct parallel to Alien, where the crew of the Nostromo and Alien walk out and they see the crashed engineer ship. And what happens is they have that one shot at the beginning where it's all five of them or whatever it is. Yeah, one, two, three, five or six of them in the very six of them in the very like far right of the frame. And then you see the ship or whatever, you see the mountain in the back. And then at the very end, the thing is obviously crashed and they're in the same exact position looking at the smoke rising from, like, this is very Alien.
I'm actually watching that shot right now. I've got the shot on I've got the episode on. That entire, you're right. Now that I'm thinking of it, shot of the ship landing. Oh, hey, what's up, Brandon? The ship landing and seeing like the mountain. You're very right. It's very, very, it's very Alien-esque. It is very Alien-esque.
I agree. Yeah. One thing too, I want to say, this show, it's animation. When it does anything from, you know, like the classic George Lucas, you know, setup shots of, like, you see the ship going down into the atmosphere, then you see the landscape of the atmosphere, all the world building stuff. I mean, it looks as good as true CGI. Like, I love the artist perspective of this show so much more than any other animated show at this point. And I've been watching a lot of Rebels. I didn't know if I told you that. Been watching Rebels every day at work at my lunch break. So it's been nice to kind of get back in that world. But the shots of just the ship landing and getting in the environment they're in, I'm like, this is so compelling. It was so dark. It was different. You know, I liked it. Look at Holochronicles. What's going on, Indian Josh? Oh,
hey, what's up, guys?
God, boys.
They were talking about how it is a uninhabitable area that they're in.
Yes.
Now, which is interesting because you look at the landscape when they land, it's got these cool groove lines in the mountains and everything. And it feels very ancient. Something about that, like you've got like the ancient, I'm trying to think of the carvings that are so big you can, can only see them.
The Nazca
from,
lines. The Nazca lines.
Nazca lines. Which are Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yes.
Nazca lines. But you wonder like how much of it is like ancient like architecture or something, and how much of it is, because it does look all burnt and just destroyed. It's just that there's so many beautiful this is classic Star Wars back in the day. They would mention something or show you something and you'd go, what's the story behind that?
God, I love that feeling.
And this does that. This does that because, like, what happened here? And I mean, obviously, it sort of feels like, again, cutting to the end of the episode, feels like some kind of war or something happened here or something. I don't, it's all super interesting. I love that Kevin Kiner, Kiner Brothers music, they keep teasing the day before the episode with a little GIF, and they did the aliens guy yesterday. Yes. And I was like, oh, okay, this is gonna be like ancient aliens type of thing, kind of fun. And it was. And but their music is always so, like, there's little, it feels like some little homages to indie
in
here as especially in the scene right now where they're doing the puzzle in the room, the first room.
Yes. See, that was the thing. The thing to me this season, as opposed to almost every other season of anything Star Wars TV besides Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett and Andor, this music has been next freaking level. And I'm not joking.
Yeah.
I paid more attention to the music because it built such an ambiance of watching this show. And I'm going to be real with you. I watched this when I got to work early and I'm like, I gotta watch this. You know, I need to get this out.
Right.
Before
I get up and force it into, right?
Yeah. See, I do my best, but I was at work and I'm like, I got to school early. I put it on my phone, and even watching on my phone, I'm like, man, this is like such an emotion and feeling. I can't wait to watch it on my TV like this weekend. But I was really drawn in the entire time. I did like, they did the classic trial one, trial two, and then trial three was the whoa, like it goes upside down. Like, and this, and look, Brennan said it perfect right here. Brennan said it's like, it looked like the Dial of Destiny, at least what I assume the Dial of Destiny is. I agree. I mean, it had a vibe of its own. And I love that Omega had so much growth in this episode. She was trying to be like, what was the pirate's, what was her name?
Oh, Fee. Goen, or hold on. Let me get the actual name. I've got the name in my notes here. But,
I love that she was kind of mimicking.
Fee Genoa. I put that in my notes too, because it's very kind of sweet and very, again, we talk about how this is one of the best representations of an actual, like, she feels like an actual kid, and she's growing and learning and everything. It feels authentic. And that's something where she's like, you know, there's a part where Fee says something and she says the exact same thing. I think it's when the temple has reclaimed it. She goes, the temple has reclaimed it. Like, she's upset, and then she's like, oh, I'm supposed to think this is neat. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Gotcha.
That's hilarious. See, it's
so kid. Such a kid.
It's such a kid. And then you got a daughter, and we you know, we talk about Eleanor all the time, but like, that whole thing felt like, I just want to be like, no, my dad's not cool right now. I want to be like my dad's friend. Like, that's literally what it felt like.
You know? Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly like that. And it's it's just, it's endearing to me. I think to me it's a very endearing. I love kind of watching her kind of grow and learn and everything. And I get why that might not be some people's bag, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like they want characters who I guess are mature and into their own way. Sure, but I love just watching a character come of age. And
me too.
Anakin was a kid, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's a teenager. He's an early 20s like college student, basically.
Yeah, when we see him next. It's not the same, you know.
No,
to get the best scene in all the last
week. Well, it's like Ahsoka.
Yes, it's just like I was gonna say that. It's like,
No,
what I was gonna bring up too is the fact that we watched, you know, Omega like touch dirt literally for the first time last season.
Oh my God.
Like, she's come so, I know you cry. That's, we literally,
well,
so that, powerful.
That was my favorite part of the last season, because I cried when that happened.
So powerful.
Because it's that parental feels that you get with Omega, if you are, or even if not, you get, I think, even not being a parent, I don't know if you probably feel those same feelings of this kid's really endearing. They're really learning. Like, I can't believe this poor child has been locked away in a lab her whole life and everything. And I can talk about Omega all night. So let's go on with what else is going on here.
What I liked about this too, and this is something to be said about just how they approached the episode. I like that the stormtroopers the clone troopers weren't also on the hunt with them, because it would have been Indiana Jones at that point. It would have been, hey, someone's on our tail. We need to get away from this. And I did like how the ultimate enemy became themselves, and that creature they were fighting was so cool. I hope it gets a name when they do the databank stuff.
It reminded me of Gore, Grievous's pet, and it's the same creature, because that's like a Rancor type thing. I forget what those things are called. If y'all in the chat know, look it up, or Scotty, look it up.
It's called a gore. It's called a gore. Oh, it looks just like a gore. Hold on, I'm gonna pull a picture of the gore up. Oh my gosh,
it's got another name, I think. It's got another name, I think. But this one, it's like maybe a smaller one or something. I don't know. Or just a different type of lizard thing that kind of looks like that, but it had like the horns and everything. These things were in the comics as well. That's hard to see.
Let's see. Yeah, I can't really show you that well.
we will have to maybe like airdrop one in here or something.
Maybe. It's okay though.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Eric?
Oh, Eric, my dude. Look,
Eric,
he's in the chat.
Eric's
too.
In here.
Nice. Andy.
Hey.
Yes, I did see Andy. I agree. It felt very Uncharted.
Very Uncharted.
My favorite part of the whole episode was when the beast woke up, when the mountain beast woke up, the mecha That was one of the coolest. That if we saw that in a live action show, that would really be like up there for me. I really like the idea of that. Like whatever its guardian use, I mean, we didn't really get a use for it either. We just know that was the heart of the mountain. And when they touched
it, they said the heart of the mountain was the stone, which turned out to be. It's weird because it was almost like a key, but they had to take it out to activate it, which was interesting. Which is almost like did whatever people who were there, did they put that in there to stop whatever this
stop
is?
It. Ooh.
Did they create something? Maybe this is AI gone wrong, like the like very ancient. Because again, Star Wars we've had technology in Star Wars for eons. That is way beyond what we already have, and so that's what's so interesting about all this. But it also gave me, that's the part that really gave me the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull vibes, is you've got this machine with a temple built around it. It almost feels like it's part of the temple. Part of the temple is the beast, right? The actual chamber and everything. And I love that because that's where, you know, the ship comes out of the temple in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull and everything. And oh my God. The way that it had like a, it was like War of the Worlds a little bit. It had like that beam that kept coming out. Oh, so neat. Yeah.
I love that it was clearing itself a path. And I wonder if it was on the road to get to somewhere. It had an objective. It just it came to life and it had an objective to do something. And maybe that's the creature, the thing that put the, you know, put the cracks in the ground. I'm a big fan. Do we get a name for that planet, by the way? I don't even know.
I don't think we got a name, no. See, at all. As far as I know.
I'm going to be real with you. I really love when Star Wars doesn't give us lore. I'm a big fan of when Star Wars, like the...
When
like,
it's vague.
My favorite one, because it's more mysterious to me. My favorite one in the most recent year was the planet Kenobi and Vader fought on.
Yes,
right?
Andy. Yes.
Yes, I agree. That planet is so mysterious. And look, I got Eric in here as well. Eric, I appreciate this. I reached out to Eric after his appearance on Streaming Star Wars and his appearance on Hyper Focus. But I of course, dude, if you ever need help with any sort of advice editing, we've been doing this for almost 4 years now. We love what we do. So we're glad to have you part of the podcast world.
And see how bad we are already, you know, so it's fine. It's a very low bar to clear. So we're all good here.
Yannick, thank you. I'm glad we're having someone from Journey watch the show. I appreciate it. We're going international, y'all. Watch out.
Thank you. Thank you for watching.
Katie, I think you'd like this episode, and I'm not even kidding. It was very playful.
Honestly, see, not a lot of people are big fans of not knowing what's going on, because to me, that's the adventure. That's why I like things like you. I love, like, again, like Knives Out. You don't know what's going on for the most of the time. Just about anything, like you name anything that people have gotten upset with because they don't tell you exactly what's going on. You know what I also love that people hate is when they don't explain it fully to you at the end.
I agree.
Something strange just happened and
we had this adventure
together.
Yep.
And I love that. Not everything needs an explanation, because I don't know if you've noticed, life doesn't have a lot of explanations. No. There's a lot of things that happen in life. They don't have explanation. Then
and it's
just
terribly
like
vague.
It happens, and then it's like, what the hell just happened?
Well,
and I mean, it's I don't know. Like, I'm losing my mind here. I do. I love that kind of stuff. I think people should be more into that, you know?
Look,
or give that more leeway.
Andy, this is something I do agree with. I kind of like that it got fried, only because it's like, it shows how she could almost drop the Bad Batch at the drop of a dime. You know what I mean? Like the drop of a hat. She is like, could be like, I don't really need those guys. They don't really, you know, like
she sounded like she's like, it sounded like you said, it sounds like, I got her loaded up on the ship. She'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I'll rebuild.
Yeah.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still like she got vaporized.
Yeah. Yeah,
she vapors, and we know droid. At least some droids can feel pain because of Return of the Jedi. So, who created that? It's the Gonk droids, just like Mel, which is Mel, like friend of the show, Mel, like Claire's friend, Mel.
Oh my God.
Name that Star Wars thing, Mel. And I was like, oh God, oh that's cool. Oh no, Mel.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Mel. So it was anyway.
Look, Andy's with the paragraphs. Hold on. I'm covering Jerry. Jerry is literally Mike Wazowski right now. Also, Archaeological
Mystery. I was on the show.
Every indie movie Uncharted rate. See, look, I really enjoy that. I really enjoy not having answers for once. Like, there's nothing wrong with sitting on that and having to digest it and just go, wow, I can't believe we got what we got. And like,
yeah,
there's so much to be said. And I think you'll like this too. I like the ending so much because guess what it reminded me of? And you'll get it when I say it. Reminded me of Sonic the Hedgehog 2, the movie.
Okay.
Because there's like the mech, they're fighting inside the mech and it's kind of chaotic. And
yeah,
that beast flies and just like it's kind of a lot going on. And of course, how do they blow it up? What was the they put the key back in, the key melts?
They put the key back in.
Yes. Yes.
They took it out to start it and put it back in to stop it. And then it blew up.
And then it blew up and melted it.
It's so kind weird. Of like it's like what is going on there? I love that crystal thing. It was a crystal that looked like it had like a galaxy inside of it.
Yes.
Yet when they put it back, it melted.
It became liquidy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it melted. Like God, what the hell is going on with this thing? And I love those questions more. It's actually just so I'm to the part of the episode now that I'm watching where it comes up out of the mountain.
That's awesome.
Great shots, by the way, too. Just
let me I got another tab I want to show you. The stones reminded me of this, and for anyone that you know knows one of my favorite movies, it looks like a Fifth Element stone. So if you could see it up close.
Oh yeah.
Remember in the Fifth Element they had those stones? It reminded me of like a crystal version of one of these stones. So I was very excited to see that. I'm like, that was pretty cool. But I don't know. I love this every week. I love when the show gets to be so weird and not there. I agree, Anik, 100%. Like, this is how I know Dave's not writing this show. I know Dave is creative input. This is so Dave Filoni to me. Just like Mecha Godzilla. Yeah. Like, it's just.
Well, I'm sure they told him and he was like, yeah, you should put a big mech at the end or something. Like, I'm just kidding. It doesn't have to be all Dave's idea.
Great episode.
It's so simple, yet so intriguing. Because again, like the whole thing is, they just go for this treasure. It turns out it's inside a giant robot. They're getting attacked by that creature again. Mm-hmm. And I think people can take that and go, "Oh, it's paint by numbers. It's this, blah blah blah." And I mean, sure, but I'm having fun,
dude. Like it's so funny.
I kind of don't care. I have fun. I'm enjoying this.
Literally, I was thinking this the whole time. Like, Jerry and I really love talking about this one. Because, like, we loved Andor. Don't get me wrong.
But oh, yeah.
Every time I've watched one of these episodes, like, I'm done. And I'm like, I loved every every second of this was amazing. Like,
I just love Star Wars. And I love when it's the you hear the I love Star Wars, the guy in his thing. I love Star Wars and I love seeing interesting new things like other genres come 100%. Into Star Wars, which we've done. Yes. We've done the giant robot. We've done the ancient temple. I feel like I don't know. Maybe not like fully like this. But. Kaiju kind of stuff, but it's just I love seeing like characters deal with these different kind of I don't know, situations. I love that Star Wars in and of itself is like a I'm looking at this creature, I'm sorry, and it really does look like Grievous's pet. I'm so like the good it look really you does. Get towards the end. It's even got like the tail with the thing with the grabby thing on it, so it must be a baby.
I enjoyed it.
That Star Wars is it's a galaxy. It's a genre in and of itself. And it's like a genre with a bunch of different genres. You can do any genres in this genre, if that makes sense. And it doesn't. It sounds like a crazy person talking. I love that they can do this. And again, Andor was a specific kind of story about, it was, I think, meant to be a story about, hey, fascism is real and it can rise anywhere. And that's what Star Wars is, an allegory. Star Wars is like it's made to be morality tales. It's made to be hey, you need to think about what you're doing. in the world. You need to have a framework, but it can also just be, let's go get a melty space crystal in a death giraffe that comes out of a mountain. I mean, for corn's sakes, it's oh my god, it's so good. God, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yannick, I agree. I did love Andor, but there's something about like just letting my mind go and escaping in this show. And the same with what Eric said right here. I love when it's weird. I love when it's weird. And look,
they both have value. They all have value.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like it's
they all
like,
have value.
Andor is good and is important. It's good and important. And if that's your favorite, that's effing great. I love that.
Well, look,
we really love when Star Wars is weird, when it's fun.
Yep.
Oh god, it's so fun.
We need a wrap only because we got Bombad Gaming do. And just
Scotty's got a big episode coming up, guys.
We've got a ton of people. I am playing this for the first time since probably 2007. So
oh god. I think I beat that one night with a friend a long time ago.
This is a classic on the PS2. So I'll be playing this with Jared, the Dark Jedi. I'll be playing this with Alden Diaz. I'll be playing this with Connor Cicchetti, maybe Michael McCoy. I don't know. We got a fleet of people. Shout out to all 8 people watching right now. We really appreciate you being here. If you haven't yet, we do have a TikTok. Please help
us
get to 1,000 followers. Share this with your people if they like Bad Batch, if they like Star Wars, because we want to be able to get to 1,000 followers and stream live to TikTok as well. We're at currently at like 379, so we're actually not too far. We'd like to be more, but here's our TikTok, by the way. You can follow us on all of our social media sites at The Bomb Bad Cast on TikTok, at Bomb Bad Cast on Twitter, Instagram, The_BombBadCast, and of course The Bomb Bad Cast on our wonderful Facebook, and every Wednesday for the next foreseeable future, maybe even like I don't even know how long Bad Batch is gonna last, but for a while
we're probably gonna be doing this for a while. We're gonna be doing this at Scotty's wedding. We're gonna be doing this like after Scotty's wedding.
Dale, I haven't seen you in so long in the Bomb Batch. This makes me so happy. I see Dale in streaming all the time.
Gaming's right after this.
Gaming's in 15 minutes. So we'll see you there.
Oh my god, Jim Henson showed up.
There we go, Jim. Sup, Jim. Okay, this is Brennan. What's going on, Brennan? Glad to see you back in here again, man. Let's see. Love that. I appreciate you, Yannick. We'll actually, if you want to watch us in Bombad Game, we're going to do that in just a second. Jerry, tomorrow. Oh my god. Can you plug what we have tomorrow? I'm so excited.
Oh yes, we've got Brian Barry from Pink Milk coming to talk about, Miss Bobby Wygant. We did an episode a while back with Bobby Wygant interviewing people for The Phantom Menace. We're going to be watching Bobby Wygant clips of her on the press tour for, is it Empire Strikes Back from 1980, which is insane. So we're going to get a babe Bobby Wygant. Talking to Harrison, all of them. Yeah, here we go. We got our training cards.
Someone gave these cards.
A celebration. We were absolutely blown away. It's so cool. come tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's gonna be a great time.
It's gonna be awesome.
The last time we were just laughing our asses off the whole time. Last time the Bombad Verse of Madness was born as well, wasn't it?
That's true.
Tuned into our own stream.
Yeah, that was it. That was
it. Was because we were looking up all our other clips.
Bobby Wygant videos. That was bad.
And our video was on there, and it was anyway. It's a good time. Go watch that. That clip is insanity. Check out Bombad Gaming immediately after this. And Scotty, follow Scotty at the Scotty Jero or at the Scott Jero, right? And me.
Yeah, we need to make those two. Man,
we need to start saying that.
Yannick, I'm glad you showed up this evening. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you're here so early. I got up to watch this at 3 a.m. my time, too.
I gotta go call comments. And on that note, Jerry, what should the wonderful people do? What should they do?
Listen, you should go out looking for liquid crystals in space giraffe robots, and also stay Bombad.